morning, everyone, or good afternoon. This is Luca Maino. We're back on Luca's World, and this is Luca's World indeed. This is what's going on in my little world. It's good to have everybody back, all the listeners back, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And to have one of the best producers around, too. Thank you for being there, Frank. We got some good clips coming up today. Wow. And in listening to the last show that was just played, I'm not sure if it was, you know, live or not. I just caught the end of it where they were talking about Israel and they were talking about the upheaval and they were talking about what's going, you know, and this is what I'm going to be happily discussing in the show later on, because it was live. Good. Okay. Because, wow. I didn't have time to call in, otherwise I would have, because it's like, hey guys, this is part two of your show, because we're going to be talking about, you know, World War II as it was, as we were taught, and World War II as we were not taught. And I'm going to go over it very quickly, simply because the protocols of Zion are in our face all the time, and all of their, you know, it's like the protocols of Zion decoded, I guess you could call it, if you think of the movie The Matrix. They want to destroy our spiritual development, just as they did with the Indians. That's why they cut their hair. You know, if you go, you don't have to go back further than 1850 or 1820 or around there to see that the powers that be today are doing exactly the same thing as they did with the other kind of people that they didn't want, you know, to try and get rid of. You know, Churchill even says it when he's talking about the indigenous nations, even Scotland and Ireland. You know, we don't like them. They're indigenous nations. Why don't we gas them all? That's what he wanted to do with Germany. Okay. All you have to do is follow what Churchill was doing for Britain at the time. It's ludicrous. Okay. And then you have the lie of 9/11 that allowed them to go into the Middle East and what? Slaughter seven countries in 5 years. We have to start compartmentalizing, okay? And once we go back and we start analyzing what happened, wow, okay? It all makes sense all of a sudden. So, yeah, it all makes sense. So, where do we start? What do we do? How can we do it? Well, first, we can give out the numbers to call. That's one thing we can start doing, Luca. The numbers to call for today for my show, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. But we wouldn't be able to start without asking people for help, because, you know, I've learned when I'm unstable and when things are not going well, I ask for help. I do. I'll go call somebody. Well, we need to call somebody in our case, because RBN is hurting. Very badly, and we need more donations for people that, you know, that made RBN their home. And I want to give the numbers out, the number out to donate, because even if you're on the site, smash the donate button, like they say. It's 1-800-724-2719 extension 3, or you can donate by mail also, because, you know, it's just like tlbtalk.com. It's the same principle. You pay a little bit per month, just like I do. I try to as much as I can. And it's a part of it is yours. It's like family. You know, this is what I need to have in my life. So you can even donate by mail, check or money orders payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Very important. Because we need you as you need us for our survival. So, you know, what do we do? Okay. I have a prayer that I love to start with, because, you know, you're going full speed talking about what I just talked about. You know, it's like, you know, the brakes go on, you know, you have to slow down. Why don't we start with a prayer? Because everything is going to start heating up big time. For everybody. I don't care who you are. If you're on planet Earth, things are going to start heating up. And what I would like to start with is an exercise. How many people do you know that can sit in a chair for 10 minutes without doing anything. Shut the phone off. Okay? Sit down in your chair. Put your, you know, sit comfortably and just sit there and not do anything for 10 minutes. I don't know very many people that can do that. It's called spiritual strength. It's called being alone. It's called being within, actually. And we have to start developing stuff like that if we're going to be able to make it through what's coming, because even the Hopi have been saying it for 26,000 years. They've been saying it. The people without a spiritual base will not make it through what's coming. If it's money, 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 money for people that makes them run and nothing else, then, right, as soon as money goes, guess what? Right? So I started with five. I started doing it for 5 minutes, just sitting here cross-legged, whatever you want, legs open, comfortable in your chair, just sitting there, not doing anything. And, you know, do it outside. Do it in the sun, even better. You know, oh, the sun's bad for you. No, it's not. The sun is the best thing for you. And it will touch you as you touch yourself, as you allow it to touch you. Okay? And by talking about stuff like this, we're planting seeds. And it's a really good way to start, because when you start getting strong internally, you're okay. You can have things pile up and pile up and pile up on you. That's what warriors were like back then. See, today we're weak. Today men are women. Today women are men, right? That's what they want. The protocols of Zion are ordering it for what's coming. And we're going to go through that too. Let go of the shore is what the Hopi are saying. Let go of all the unspiritual, unnecessary stuff in your life. Sit down and meditate. Face the sun and say thank you for everything that you have for now, right? Listen to this. This is what I received. And I said to myself, what a good way to start the show. Prepare yourself for the events that are about to begin. Keep your inner peace in balance. Don't let the dark energies within you overwhelm you. Energies are entering the planet that will increase the tension to give place to different events, which will be perceived according to the vibrational level of each person. Some people will see war. You know, it's like a good example of Project Bluebeam. You know, you see a cross in the air. Oh, my God, you know. Think of how many different reactions you're going to get from anything, okay? This is what they're talking about. This is what's coming. Maybe not Project Bluebeam, or maybe a part of it. See, it's all deceiving. It's all, we have no idea the level of evil that we're dealing with. So, again, it will be perceived according to the vibrational level of each person. Some will see war. Some will see liberation. Other people will see absolute chaos. Some will see transmutation. Some others death. Even elevation, believe it or not. It depends on what you meditate on. It depends who you are. It depends what you're ready for. And this message is for anybody listening, to stand strong and firm in your convictions in the upcoming events. Like if you're anywhere near being an empath or being in connection with your emotions, you know something's coming. I can feel it. It's a really bad energy, and it can drive people crazy. On top of the Wi-Fi, on top of, you know, the fluoride, the aluminum, the glyphosate, the boxed foods, McDonald's, right? And we can't save everybody. There's no way you can save everybody. So save yourself. You know, that's what they say. Close your door. Stay by yourself. Develop. Be a person that you can help other people be or when they need it. And it's got to be a balance of light and love. The dense energies are really going to trigger bad stuff. And if you know that it's coming, you're vigilant. We have to vibrate in light, in love, in peace, in forgiveness, and truth. And, you know, truth and humility. It's funny. I just said that. Those are among the seven traits of the Indian. Those are among the seven blessings of the Indian. Look at that. Light, love, peace, forgiveness, truth, and humility. Human beings will go through these tests to initiate change. You know, be a real child of God on earth. Awaken your hearts. Awaken your minds and awaken your consciousness, especially. That's what my shows are going to be for. That's what Luca's world is right now. So let go of the shore. Right. What's that about, Luca? Let go. Okay, well, you know, John Trudell, right? As I said last week, listen to what he says. All human beings are descendants of tribal people. Every one of us. And they were at one time spiritually alive, intimately in love with the natural world, children of Mother Earth. When we were tribal people at that time, we knew who we were. We knew where we were. We knew our purpose. The sacred perception of reality remains alive and well in our genetic memory. So we have it up there somewhere, like inside our dusty box in the mind's attic, as he says, but it's always accessible. And it was accessible to me, believe me, with the spirituality that I've learned to develop. It's awesome. And that's what these shows are going to be about, too. You want to know the truth about World War II? This is not the truth, per se, of World War II. This is what Luca found. This is what Luca would like to share. And what do you think? That's what my shows are going to be like. Spirituality? Okay, this is what I know. What do you think? Let go of the shore. It's very important. It's an important work of the community of the Hopi. Came out in what, 2000, I think, at the bottom of it? Hopi, Arizona. No, it doesn't say the date. I think it was around 2000 that I got it. The year 2000, okay, 23 years ago. You have been telling people that this is the 11th hour. You must go back and tell the people this is the hour. There are things to be considered, okay? And here's the list. How are you living? What are you doing? How are your relationships? Are you in the right relation? Where's your water? Do you know your garden? It is time to speak your truth. That's mine. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for a leader. That's mine. I'm not taking credit for that one. That is my line. That's one that's note to self, as they say. Do not look outside yourself for a leader. That's awesome. And then he clasps his hands together and he smiles and he says, this could be a really good time. There's a river flowing very fast right now. And it's fast and swift. And this is what's coming. And there are people who are going to be afraid. And they'll try to hold on to the shore, right? Because they're going to feel torn apart and they're going to suffer greatly. Know that the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep your eyes and head above water, you know, and go see people that need help and know that the river has its own destination. Don't worry about it, right? That's the whole idea. And for those that do, it's going to be the most incredible journey of their life, and they're going to see purpose in what they do because they're helping other people. They say that the time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves with people that vibrate just like you do. Banish the word struggle from your vocabulary. You know, change all the attitude. I can't do that. Want to make a bet? That's impossible, Luca. Well, then why don't you move over and watch me do it? That's impossible. That's, you know, figure that's an opinion. Okay? We are the ones we have been waiting for. That's the message from the Hopi. Okay? Very important stuff. So we are going on with this, and we're going to go to our first clip. You know why? Because this is how hard it's getting, okay? My 93-year-old neighbor would sit outside and you know, she would love to say, Luca, you know, the masks are coming off now. You're really going to see people for who they really are. I'd like you to listen to a woman before the break who says things are getting a lot worse. And she says the S word three times, I think. So please just block your ears. This is called Getting Worse. This is the first clip.
Yes, sister, I'm with you. It is getting very scary for us, but for them it is going just as planned. And the plan is to suck every last dollar out of us, bring us to our knees before the currency accidentally collapses. That way we will have no other choice but to take the digital currency that is tracked, traced, and monitored and completely controllable so that they can completely control you. And this is how they're doing it. A little over a year ago, my husband made $25 an hour. We lived a good life. I didn't have to monitor the bank account. Things were good, you know. But now he got a new job, thankfully, otherwise we would be out on the streets right now making $46.25 an hour, yet we are doing way worse and not doing anything differently. And here's why. Just a few reasons why, actually. So since then to now, due to the ever-increasing interest rates, our mortgage has went up $300 more per month. Our home and auto insurance has went up an additional $90 per month due to no fault of our own. Groceries are an additional $120 a week. That's an additional $480 per month. Internet has went up an extra $60. The price of gas for us to travel back and forth to work we're paying at least $200 more a month there. The electric bill has went up $70 a month, and I'm comparing that to this month's bill last year, using nearly about the same amount of kilowatts. So that tells me that the rates have increased, seeing as my usage has not increased. Our water has went up an extra $15 a month. Property taxes have risen an extra $1,500 per year. That's $125 more per month. That's a total of $1,340 per month that I am paying for the same exact shit that I was paying before, for $1,340 less. And then there's shit like this. A case of Coke was $7.50. It's now $12.50. That's like a 40-ish percent increase, yet they tell us inflation's at 8%. A box of Goldfish was $6.88. Now it's $8.88. A bundle of kale was 78 cents for years. Now it's $1.60. Corn on the cob used to be 5 for a dollar. Now it's 2 for a dollar. And the Dollar Tree is now the $1.25 tree, which is a 25% increase. Yet they tell us inflation is at 8%. And it's not going to stop until all of us are not alive anymore or homeless and ready to be corralled into the 15-minute smart cities where we can be tracked, traced, monitored, and controlled. It's all part of the plan, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And they can't achieve that goal if we can afford to live in our homes, if we can afford to eat. We can't afford to do this shit in order for their plan to work. But yeah, it's been a plan for a really long time, but we're just now starting to see it really ramp up. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, especially because we can't come together and form a plan and organize to do something about it.
My apologies for the swearing, but she has a point, okay? And if I could swear, I would be saying the same thing because it's getting worse, okay? Go back to the Native Americans. What were they doing? They were corralling them. They were putting them on land that was not sustainable for more than one generation. Okay, they were killing off their food supply, which was the bison and the buffalo at that time. Okay, they were having lotteries on the train. You didn't even have to go near them. You could just shoot from the safety of the train. And they had lotteries that way to kill all the buffalo. Why? Because the buffalo were everything to the Indian. I'm not just talking food. You're talking clothing. You're talking teepee hides. You're talking, you know, every part of the buffalo was used. See? And then they slaughter the buffalo and they slaughter the horses and they end up canning the food and selling it or giving it back to the Indian to eat. You know? This is what they've done for centuries now. We're just welcome to the reservation, like Russell Means loves to say, because it's our turn now. That's exactly what what you just heard was, you know, tightening the grip until there's nothing you can do but to go to the 15-minute cities. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I love this song. This is my song that I do my wave riding with. Yep, when I was 11 or 12, I just got picked up from the back and I got that wave of my life going 25 or 30 miles an hour. But that's okay, I'll never exaggerate. And thank you for playing that. He's doing it better and better every time, too. That's a guy that loves his job and he loves his people that are with him. And it's so appreciated to help, you know, to work with people that love what they do. This is the magic of doing what we do. Okay, so why is it we spend 13 years plus training kids to sit down, be quiet, and follow instructions? We force them to study what we deem important and leave very little time for exploring their own interests. Then they wonder why, as adults, they seem lost, lack of motivation, and they don't know what to do with their lives. Okay, just so they can be perfectly programmed by whoever, you know, to do whatever. That's exactly what they want. You know, I'm going to say it all the time. Rockefeller is coming closer and closer to these shows because I'm talking about him more and more. And he doesn't want thinkers, right? He just wants workers. Same thing as they don't want Indians who can read the treaties. They don't want Indian lawyers. They don't want black lawyers. No, we can't have that. No, we just want workers, okay? Forget it. Fail those who are going to become a threat to the establishment. Like, they're not stupid, right? So our second clip explains, and John Perkins, out of, you know, out of all the people we can hear from, John Perkins, the economic hitman, so he was. Listen to what he has to say about what we do around the world, because this is lining us up for the Klausy Schwabi type of thing that we're going to be coming up to in very, very soon. Let's listen to John Perkins tell us the way it is.
I think it's fair to say that since the end of World War II, and increasingly in the most recent decades, we have managed to create the world's first truly global empire. And it's the first empire that's been created primarily without the military. It's been created by economic hitmen, by people like what I once was. And we work many different ways, economic hitmen, but perhaps the most common is that we will identify a third world country that has resources our corporations covet, like oil, and then arrange a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or one of its sisters. But the money never goes to the country. Instead, it goes to our big corporations to build infrastructure projects, power plants, highways, industrial parks, things that benefit a few very rich people in that country, as well as our own corporations, but don't help the majority of the people who are too poor to buy electricity, don't have the skills to get jobs in industrial parks, don't own cars to drive on the highways. And yet those very people, the whole country is left holding a huge debt, so that it can't pay for education and social services and health care for its people. In fact, the debt is so huge by intent that at some point we economic hitmen go back and we say, listen, you owe us a lot of money. You can't repay your debt, so sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies without regard to the environment. Vote with us on the next critical United Nations vote. Send troops in support of ours to some place in the world like Iraq. And in that way, we've created this empire. On the few case times when we economic hitmen fail, as I talk about in the books, as I failed in Ecuador with Jaime Roldos and in Panama with Omar Torrijos, then the jackals go in. And these are men, maybe a few women, who overthrow governments or assassinate their leaders. So if I'm unable to bring them around, if the economic hitman is unable to bring them around through legal means, what we do is we use legal means through the World Bank, but it's basically corrupting the leaders of these countries. If we're unable to corrupt them, then the jackals go in and take care of them. So when I failed with Jaime Roldos in Ecuador and Omar Torrijos in Panama, the jackals assassinated them. And if the jackals fail, which is what happened in Iraq, both the economic hitmen and the jackals failed with Saddam Hussein, then, and only then, does the military go in. So this is the first empire in the history of the world that's been created primarily without the military. The military only is a last resort. And I think there's something extremely dangerous about this. It's not just that it's pathetic, it's not just that it goes against all of our most sacred documents. It's extremely dangerous because we claim to be a democracy. And a democracy is built on the assumption that the electorate is informed. And if the electorate doesn't realize what we're doing internationally, if the electorate doesn't understand the main basis of our foreign policy, which is what I've just described, then the electorate is not informed and therefore cannot vote intelligently. And therefore you even have to question whether we're truly a democracy.
I am about to share with you something very graphic, disturbing, and triggering to anyone who has a conscience. I will not show you any graphics, but I will expose you to something that you won't believe to be true. This is a sick world that we live in, and it's time to stand up for what's right and save the children. The Queen Maria Catholic Nursery in the southwest German village of Tenenbrunn told parents it was setting up a safe room for children to embark on a journey to their bodies under adult supervision, subject to parental consent. Yes, you heard it right. Daycares in Germany are promoting the use of sexual exploration rooms, where young children between the ages of 2 and 5 years old are encouraged to touch themselves and engage in sexual games with other children. The nursery claims to offer children freedom to try out childish sexuality, insisting that masturbation is something normal and that the establishment considers allowing sexual self-gratification on its premises to be of great importance. In another...
These health challenges?
You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Before your peers, tear down the wall!
That's what we're doing. We're tearing the walls down. We're tearing the walls down one by one on Luca's World, and we have callers that are waiting. Mike from Kentucky, you are number one. How are you doing on Luca's World today?
Am I coming through 5x5 or too loud?
You're coming through great. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better than billions is what I've been telling people when I get that question. Because there's supposed to be 7.9 billion on the planet, so I figure I must be doing better than more than half of them. Half of them are being spied on at least as much as we are, but you say a lot of things that dovetail really well, you know, with Christianity. I don't know how much you realize that. I know you're more couched in the Hopi and Native American type philosophies, but some of the stuff that you've learned with your health issues, a lot of people can benefit from that knowledge, I think, on the show. And myself, I try to stray as much as possible away from the doom and gloom because our technological world has so sped away from mine and your grandparents' good old days wisdom that these Gen Z, whatever you want to call them, they want to blame the Xers and the boomers because we didn't do enough to right the ship of state, but they're not really offering any kind of solutions either. I just want to, you know, look upon our knowledge and wisdom with anger and resentment toward what they're experiencing. But I don't know that they've studied on it enough to know just how many were thrown under the bus, sacrificed, made into, you know, examples of, like, what's his name, Randy Weaver, you know, Gordon Call, exactly. And many others, you know, that did stand up to the system abusing things and the entire legal system being scrapped. And Wim Benny's pointed that out a few times. I tried to point it out in the late 90s, but we have to be a little more tech savvy, but there are, I think, are simple solutions if we do want to try to organize and get in front of some of this. Like you were talking about getting into groups of like-minded people that kind of vibrate the same way that you do.
Yes, yes. And my thing is to educate. My thing is about civil disobedience. My thing is about, if you're educated on the past, everybody says leave the past alone. You can't do that. Not on my world, because knowing the truth about World War II, what Churchill did, how the Indians were treated, it's all relevant because they're coming after us now in the same way. Like it or not. Oh. Why is the border open? Think about
it. I saw a Native American meme years ago that showed some, you know, guy in full headdress. I don't know what tribe he was. Maybe Cherokee. But it was a black and white picture, and it said, "We're all Palestinians now."
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and 10 to 1, Israel probably did that, whatever just happened, you know, to instigate. You know, it's such nonsense. Who's the, you know, that Indian line that says, "Who started the trouble?" Right? You got to say it twice. Who started the trouble?
You can answer every single question. The guy I worked for years had a joke about Tonto and the Lone Ranger being surrounded after some incident. You know, they were surrounded with the Native Americans all around the rim of the canyon or something. And he looks at Tonto, and Tonto's like pulling off of his Western wear and going back to his loincloth. And he goes, "What are we going to do, Tonto?" And he's walking away going, "What do you mean we, Kemosabe?"
Yeah. I do have more callers, though, but anything else did you want to add?
No,
anything
that's
else?
It. I was just trying to lighten things up a little. Thanks.
Yes. Thank you, too, and please call again. Love to have you. Tom from Florida, you've been waiting patiently. How are you doing? If Tom from Florida is still there, we don't know. We can make a song about it.
You hear me?
Oh, there Luca. He is. Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, look, why is the border still open? I want to hear what you got to say about the border real quick.
It's obvious. They can't bring America to its knees. They can't take all the guns away. They can't control anything because they know that there are a lot of vets that are very pissed off at the moment. So what do? They leave the border open. They get people, single adult males to go through, you know, military type of age, right? Oh, okay. Right. You know, the drugs come through, the illegals come through. Then you really anger the American public by having your president say, "Oh, well, we're going to give you reparations for being illegal immigrants. We're going to give you hotels. We're better treatment than we'll give Americans." See, this is all planned.
Okay, right on.
This is all planned from above. It has nothing to do with Biden or Trudeau or anybody. I don't think so. We're puppets, just, you know.
Yeah, well, okay, Luca, listen, I want to go to Israel. Israel just declared war again now on Hamas. How many times they've done that, I don't know. But before I go there, I want to go back to Luca, have you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery in Washington?
I'm just really hoping that you can just stay within the subject, because I have a really important thing about calling out Germany coming up. So I can't slide off the track too much.
Luca, I'm asking you, have you ever been to Arlington National Cemetery? That's what I want to know.
No, I haven't. Nope.
Okay, well, everybody who goes there will become a conservative instantly, or you'll think twice. And I brought that up because I'm bringing up Arlington because of World War II. And you want to talk about World War II? I'll talk about World War II with you. World War II was a disgrace. White Anglos killing each other, or Aryans, what you want to call them. They were killing each other for what? And they'll end up more like this. And by the way, let's not kid ourselves. It was the Christian males in this country of the United States of America, the predominant majority, were the ones doing most of the fighting, okay? There were some Afro-Americans. There were some Hispanics. Yes, there was. But 90% or more white Christian males who were believed in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So, Burlington National Cemetery, there's in Washington. But all we hear is how bad white males are in this country. And we know who's running our media. We know who's running our State Department. We know. And people have got to say enough is enough. Okay? And it's all in the Bible, Luca. This is all biblical. Everything's biblical. I don't care what anybody says. The Bible's never been refuted by anybody. The greatest 10,000 scholars in the world cannot refute the Bible. Period.
Okay, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. There are millions of different ways of looking at it, see? So we can all come together in the middle. It's not just the Bible. It's not just something else. It's actually a lot of different things coming together.
Luca, do you believe that the ultimate arbitrator and anything is the sword? Because why do you have wars? Why do people fight? Because one side thinks they're better than the other, or they think they have a better philosophy than the other, and that's how you have war, okay? You have one group right now that basically thinks they're the supreme beings of the planet, and they're not. And it was proven. And they would have been wiped out if it wasn't for the men who believed in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, period. There's no end to that story because it's the truth.
That's good. I'm glad you can feel that way. That's great. If people feel that way, they'll get angry enough to do something about it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring everybody together, not in religion, not in spirituality, but right in the middle where we can join, where an atheist can be talking to a Catholic. You know, we have to come together that way. That's my job, is to educate people. So I can't be
exactly
too long.
Luca.
Yes.
Yes. Do you realize that Patton? You realize a lot of these great generals, Patton. You realize that
Patton is part of my show today.
But Luca, hold on. These generals that were in World War II and World War I, like Pershing, their family fought in the Civil War, and most of them were Confederates, and they lost that war. They were lost. Patton's family were Confederate soldiers. His family, the Patton family, I believe it was Pershing and other family men. In World War One and World War Two, whose families fought for the Confederacy, but they ended up winning World War One and World War Two. Go figure.
Yeah, and there's that 17th century Ichba saying, "If my sons didn't want war, there would be none." Okay, we know what's going on because that's why we're talking to people. I've got people on the show though. That I've got people calling in that I haven't talked to yet. So. I really appreciate you calling. Thank you for your time. And we gotta move on to Jason. He's been waiting a long time in Pennsylvania. You're on Luca's World. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good, Luca. How are you? Quick little question. Do you have a chat and go chat room like Immunize Wisely or Republic of Texas Radio or Incendiary Radio or Thought Crime Live? Because most of our RBN radio hosts have a chat room on Chat and Go, and they post links in there. So, like, the two clips that you just played, I wanted to know the title or the link so I could find them and use them, the ones that you just played before the break.
Oh, sure. Or I'll pass them to you, you know. But I haven't used my chat ever as a radio host on RBN. I've never used the chat. Half the time, I didn't even know I had one. So,
yeah, you chat and go or chat chatango .com. I think you can create lucasworld.chatandgo.com for
and
free.
That would be something else I'd have to do during the show, and I'm already having a hard time doing what I'm doing, dancing around.
Or Mer usually helps out. Mer is great. She helps all the hosts to make those chat rooms and stuff.
Okay, cool.
So, what are the titles of the two clips that you just played so we could look them up if we wanted to?
Absolutely. And you can get my email, too, from Frank, our producer, if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Good. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Can we play that clip really quick before Francis from North Carolina comes on? Can we play that Klaus Schwab clip, please, very quickly? That would be awesome if we could. And you'll see why.
Here's a little song I wrote You might want to hear it in your pod. You know nothing, and be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no car, but 24 booster shots in your arm. Oh, nothing. Be happy. You can't even buy shit in that store because of your low social credit score. Oh, nothing. Be happy. You'll own nothing and be happy. Be happy and eat the bugs.
Be happy and eat the bugs. Uh-oh, that's Francis from North Carolina on the phone on Lucasville. Good morning.
Hey, kiddo, that was priceless.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. I can actually stay with my accent from Germany if you'd like.
I think you did a good enough job. I'll tell you what, that made my day. That made
that
my day.
Yeah, well, you're nice enough to call, and you're nice enough not to, you know, jump on me for stuff or, you know, be hard on me. You know, most callers aren't.
Oh, you just took all the fun out of it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I find that everything that was shared today was priceless. And quite frankly, when you share material, it's done for helping people to think, to do, and help each other balance and to love each other, which is one thing that's missing in the world. Now, that being said, a lot of people say, well, why are you being so hard on this person if you really love them? Well, you know, there's such a thing as tough love. You know, you may have to put your foot down or whatever, but overall, in the grand scheme of things, love is the only thing that helps in light of one thing that we've had too much of, and that's war. We've had too much war, too much hate, too much greed. Those three things we've had too much in the world.
Yeah, and remember what they say? That's another Indian proverb, that the world can handle everyone's need, but it can't handle everyone's greed. You know, that's why they're lying about climate change. That's why they're lying about all that stuff, because they have to support the lie in order to keep greedy as they are. That should tell you how greedy, you know, to have Dole go in there. What was his name? Bob Dole, I think it was, with Inconvenient Truth. Right?
Oh, please.
Oh, come on. You know, and I even bought it. I even bought it as a DVD because I wanted to study it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You know,
that's rare.
Who's blaming us? Oh, okay. It's the people with private jets. What, we had 400 private jets going to Saudi Arabia to talk about climate change. Oh, okay. You know, anyway, yeah, we're just laughing. I'm glad we can laugh.
Well, I'll tell you something. When they say about, oh, we got climate change. Well, if you didn't have scientists trying to mess up the atmosphere, mess up the ecology of the planetary body, the Earth Mother, then there would not be such a thing as climate change. Now, it's not that the Earth does not have weather cycles. That's a part of her biology.
Yes.
Just like in a human being, you have biological cycles, just like a woman does, a man does. The whole physical body is a symbiotic contrast to the Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your winter, you have your autumn, you have your spring, you have your summer, and so forth. You have your moon cycles, you have your solar cycles, and so forth. And people are in empathy with that. They're sensitive to that. That's because the electromagnetic field that the body generates, that all living beings and things on the planet emanate.
Yeah.
So, not to go into a whole diatribe, but go figure, I think I just did.
No, because that's how I started the show, talking about energy. You're right. You're absolutely right.
There you
it's
go.
Beautiful.
Well, I try. Go figure. I just look at a lot. Well, for one thing, I want a small farm. and I observe how little ones behave, how the plant life grows and behaves, and how everything is part of a web of life.
There it is.
A web of light and so forth. So
beautiful.
It's one of those moments. Meanwhile, y'all have a fun weekend, and I'll have a hard-boiled egg with my PBJ and the pineapple juice. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. Well, I'll beat you to that one, but we won't talk about what I'm going to have on the air. But you know what? That's the perfect timing because we're going to go to a commercial anyway. And that was brilliant. It was good to have you on the show.
Take care. Have fun. Later.
When we come back, we're going to talk about calling out Germany. And that's another one you got to hear. This is Luca's World. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We are back on Luca's World, and guess what? We have the last clip for you to listen to. This is about calling out Germany because something strange is happening in Germany, just like something strange is happening in Iceland, where they have the pride flag with the new colors on it as well, going to the church, believe it or not, in a small town. Let's listen to the last clip. This is about Germany.
I am about to share with you something very graphic, disturbing, and triggering to anyone who has a conscience. I will not show you any graphics, but I will expose you to something that you won't believe to be true. This is a sick world that we live in, and it's time to stand up for what's right and save the children. The Queen Maria Catholic Nursery in the southwest German village of Tenenbrunn told parents it was setting up a safe room for children to embark on a journey to their bodies under adult supervision, subject to parental consent. Yes, you heard it right. Daycares in Germany are promoting the use of sexual exploration rooms, where young children between the ages of 2 and 5 years old are encouraged to touch themselves and engage in sexual games with other children. The nursery claims to offer children freedom to try out childish sexuality, insisting that masturbation is something normal and that the establishment considers allowing sexual self-gratification on its premises to be of great importance. In another daycare center in the state, this time in the town of Rheinberg, doctor games are prepared in adjoining rooms for children to explore the bodies of others. The rules, issued by the nursery, encourage children to pick those they wish to explore and urge them to do so carefully. The local government does not appear to be fazed by the practice. When asked about the idea of children being encouraged to masturbate and touch each other sexually, the state's children's ministry, led by Green Josephine Paul, claimed that sexual behavior by children could not be prevented and insisted it had no plans to contact the daycare centers within its remit to discuss the matter. Do you see what is happening? They are normalizing pedophilia. If you think this is normal, your ass needs to be canceled right along with them. This is not normal. This is sick, evil, and psychotic behavior. Green Josephine Paul is a sick individual and needs to be called out and canceled for their actions. It seems that not many people are bothered by this because this article was released in August and it hasn't gained enough attention. What are you going to do to take control and end this madness? If you have a voice, use it. We must take control and put an end to this sick behavior. It's only a matter of time before they try this in America. Wake up, people. Please share this video and follow for more.
Yeah, see, what she's saying is it's already happening in America. That's what draped the front of the White House, if you remember the pride flag. You know, and this is what we need to talk about. So it's kind of important to know also what the colors are. When you talk about blue and light blue being attraction to minor infant boys, the pink attraction to minor girls, the white being attraction to virgin children, those who haven't had any sex yet. Okay, this is the Protocols of Zion. That's all it is. The Protocols of Zion have for agenda to replace education with filth and perversion, confuse the sexes, cause family strife, the end of the family unit in which the children become property of the state. It's all there. We'll talk to you next week on that. This is Lucas World signing off, and be safe, everyone.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Pick up.